This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Douglas Curran. It's K-U-R-A-N, like November, date of birth 8/6/1964. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Curran with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and panhypopituitarism. His last visit was August 1st of 2023. Since that time, he developed significant shortness of breath at rest. Apparently, he had an elevated pro-BNP level, and an echocardiogram had been scheduled that he had canceled. So now that's been rescheduled, and he understands he needs to have that done. He did last have lab studies done for us February 7th of 2024, checking renal chemistries. An estimated GFR is 29 at this time. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have significant dyspnea at rest, and he will be evaluated for that. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and edema is stable. And medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the torsemide, 20 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram once a day. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He does use Norco 5/325 three times a day as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight is 288 pounds, and that's slightly lower than it was in August when we saw him, August 1st of 2021, when he was 290 pounds. Pulse is 84, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 62. Neck is supple, there is a mild JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, and he does have bilateral edema, ankles up to knees, 1 to 2 plus. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done 2-7 of 2024. Creatinine is 2.48, calcium is 9.4, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.0, and phosphorus is 2.9. The last hemoglobin we have was done August 8th, 2023, and the hemoglobin was 12.8, white count normal, and platelets and differential are also normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, hypertension well controlled, 3, bilaterally small kidneys, and 4, congestive heart failure with recent elevation of pro-BNP level. The patient should proceed with his echocardiogram. We would make no medication changes at this time. He should restrict fluids to 64 ounces in 24 hours and also restrict salt intake. And we hope he'll continue to have lab studies done monthly, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.